He stepped aside, and in walked a ridiculous sight. Garbed in a bright red jumpsuit, folds of flab hanging from his chin, neck, arms, and bare legs, his cheeks inflated, even his lips swollen at twice their normal size. "Holy shit," Jill swore. "Martinez, you look like a damn tomato." It was the eyes and hair that gave him away. Aside from those distinguishing features, the prosthetic fat and bodily stuffing actually did a pretty good job of transforming him from a 130-pound waif to a 300-pound gargantuan. A burst of applause filled the room as Martinez took a measured bow. "Of course, this is just a demonstration model," he said. "I wouldn't wear the fat suit in Vegas. It would certainly hamper my success with the ladies, but you can get the general idea." "Over the past few days," Fisher tag-teamed in, "we've been out in L.A. meeting with a top Hollywood makeup artist. For a small fortune, we've purchased some of the highest quality disguises, prosthetics, wigs, hair coloring, skin dye, available on the market." "They can't throw us out," Martina said, "if they don't see us coming. Maybe they know some of our faces, some of our assumed names. Both of these are things we can change." Kevin felt a smile crawl across his face. It wasn't just the sight of Martinez in the fat suit. It was the very outrageousness of Martinez and Fisher's plan. Makeup and wigs and prosthetic disguises, it was taking the system to a whole new plane. As card counters, they were already experienced actors and experts in character camouflage. Weren't makeup and costumes the next logical step? "You guys are crazy," he said. But inside, he was wondering, why not give it a try? What do they have to lose? Their dignity? He watched Martinez twirl in the doorway, rolls of fat jiggling beneath his clothes. The only real indignity was in giving up without a fight.